Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Spring flowers are popping up around Boston, and many of them are grown and planted by city workers carrying out a Boston tradition dating back to the 1800s and the founding of the Boston Public Garden, the oldest botanical garden in the U.S. I visited Superintendent of Horticulture Anthony Hennessy at the city's ancient sprawling greenhouse in Franklin Park.
All right, so let's take a walk around here. This house we're standing in right now was built in the 80s. By no means is this like a modern greenhouse. You know, we do have heat, obviously, and there is ventilation. But if you've been to a modern greenhouse, the floor would be all cement. The floor would be heated. There'd be a way to pump in carbon dioxide gas to enrich plant growth and stuff like that. The humidity could be controlled. And we're sort of not there. You know what I mean? But we do the best with what we have.
I mean, it feels like a jungle, and you basically can't walk in here without something flying in your face.
By greenhouse standards, there's a lot, almost too many plants in this place. I'd like to think that we would have more greenhouse space to space things out, but like I said, we do the best with what we have.
So will this empty out?
Yes, so like in June, all these palms will go out. These are called adnidia palms. These are the palms that come from the public garden. But this is where they come to overwinter. So they spend the winter here, and then we bring them back. Probably get about 6 or 7 years out of each palm, and then I have to buy a new one and stuff. So let's take a look. So in addition to the palms, we use these a lot. These are crotons. Crotons are a tropical plant, obviously, known most for their foliage and stuff like that. So we put these at the base of these palms. It makes it nice and interesting. So to tell you a little secret, a lot of the gardeners here, we're like sort of like mad scientists. I instill a lot of that kind of feeling into this job. So what we do is we take a lot of what's called cuttings. We'll take cuttings off of these plants and just make new ones.
It sounds like you get really kind of emotionally attached to some things.
Oh, most definitely. One of the favorite ones I had when I was doing the public garden was a heliotrope. Heliotrope is a low-growing flower, has a purple or white flower, but the smell it gives off is like baby powder. And I often get compliments of like, wow, what is that? You know, you think someone just took a shower or something like that, but it's very overwhelming and it smells awesome.
Do you think about like equity and poor neighborhoods and how the impact of plants might have there?
Oh, most definitely. There's a lot of, unfortunately, on Blue Hill Ave, there's a lot of planters that we do there, and there's talk of a restructure of that road entirely. So that might be losing some stuff. But there are a lot of perennial beds in various parts of the city, especially Roxbury, MLK Boulevard, Warren Ave, that we still do. So, yeah, I mean, we want to spread beauty everywhere. Our whole job is for beautification of the city, no matter where that might be. So basically, I beautify anything, any parkland or open space owned by the city as best I can.
It sounds like you're dealing with a carefully balanced budget, especially in the last year and couple of years, like the cost of things have gone up a lot. How have you dealt with that?
So a lot of the material that we use for pots, we reuse a lot of these pots, but a lot of these trays and stuff, the price of these have like doubled. Choosing maybe a bale of soil that's not as exactly what I want, you know, and maybe, you know, have to make other decisions like that. Certain types of varieties, especially of seeds, are much more expensive than sort of a generic version of a seed. So you sort of have to make those choices.
The way you do everything here and the volume to which you do everything here, is it pretty normal for a big city? Or how does it compare to other cities?
So our setup is unique compared to other cities I've been around to. We are pretty much the only ones that have like a greenhouse setup like this. We're unique that we grow our own material. Let's get out of here. I'm sweating. Park department or parks in general in the world that we live in today aren't very high on the scheme of thing of what people are talking about. But in an urban setting like we are right now, the importance of being in an open green space and just being outside in general can uplift people, and seeing a beautiful planting of flowers and stuff can make someone's day. People that commute, people that walk through parks and stuff, see something beautiful, it makes their day better. And that's what we're all about.
Anthony Hennessy is the Superintendent of Horticulture for the City of Boston. Thank you very much.
Thank you.